Chapter 1.
That doesn't sound like a school trivia night, said Miss Patty Ponder to Marie Antoinette. That sounds like a riot.
The cat didn't respond. She was dozing on the couch and found school trivia nights to be trivial.
Not interested, eh?
Let them eat cake. Is that what you're thinking?
They do eat a lot of cake, don't they?
All those cake stalls. Goodness me. Although, I don't think any of their mothers actually eat them. They're all so sleek and skinny, aren't they?
Like you.
Marie Antoinette sneered at the compliment. The let them eat cake thing had grown old a long time ago, and she'd recently heard one of Miss Ponder's grandchildren say, it was meant to be let them eat brioche. And also that Marie Antoinette never said it in the first place. Miss Ponder picked up her television remote and turned down the volume on Dancing with the Stars. She'd turned it up loud earlier because of the sound of the heavy rain, but the downpour had eased now. She could hear people shouting. Angry hollers crashed through the quiet, cold night air. It was somehow hurtful to Miss Ponder to hear, as if all that rage was directed at her. Miss Ponder had grown up with an angry mother.
Goodness me, do you think they're arguing over the capital of Guatemala? Do you know the capital of Guatemala?
No.
I don't either. We should Google it.
Don't sneer at me.
Marie Antoinette sniffed. Let's see what's going on, said Miss Ponder briskly. She was feeling nervous and therefore behaving briskly in front of the cat, the same way she'd once done with her children when her husband was away and there were strange noises in the night. Miss Ponder heaved herself up with the help of her walker. Marie Antoinette slid her slippery body comfortably in between Miss Ponder's legs. She wasn't falling for the brisk act. As she pushed the walker down the hallway to the back of the house, her sewing room looked straight out onto the schoolyard of Pirwee Public.
Mum, are you mad? You can't live this close to a primary school, her daughter had said when Miss Ponder was first looking at buying the house. But she loved to hear the crazy babble of children's voices at intervals throughout the day, and she no longer drove, so she didn't care less that the street was jammed with those giant truck-like cars they all drove these days, with women in big sunglasses leaning across their steering wheels to call out terribly urgent information about Harriet's ballet and Charlie's speech therapy.